你在为谁而做？
And today's topic for mutual encouragement is who are you doing it for?
我们要做一个侍奉的人。
We must be a person that serves.
我们常常都要退一步来做深度的属灵的反思。
And we must constantly take a step back to reflect deeply on our spiritual ministry.
尤其是我们在忙碌圣工，在教会推动各样的圣工的时候。
And even more so when we are serving in the church.
我们对外的努力的时候。
And when we are diligently pursuing this.
我们更要从里面向里面看。
Then we must look inwards.
这个世界怎么看成不成功呢？
So how does the world view success?
这个世界看所谓的成功呢，就是你能不能够做出一些成就还有果效。
So the world views success as if to see if you're able to produce any good results.
如果你有上班的老板呢，或者是机关会用 KPI Key Performance Index 来量每个员工。
In the workplace, your boss or manager might use this Key Performance Index to judge your work.
比如说，如果你是做销售的，你拿到开了多少单子啊，卖了多少东西啊。
For example, if you work in sales, they might count how many sales you make.
你管理公司的，你到底替公司带来多少的利润呢？
Or how much business you bring into the company.
这个都是可以看得见的数据。
These are all metrics that you can physically see.
对人间的社会来说，只要你有成绩，老板不会问你，你为什么这样做。
And in society, as long as you have the results, then your boss will never ask you, why do you do things this way?
老板只要求你，你要给我拿出成绩来，不然你就可以走了。
Your boss will only ask of you to bring in more results, more good results.
因为在这个世界看到的，只是在乎于那些看得见的东西。
Because this world values the things you can physically see.
我们侍奉不是这样。
But this is not the same for servitude.
神不是只看重那些别人看到的、看见的东西。
God does not look at what people value.
神呢，反而是要看那些别人都看不见的地方。
But instead, God looks at what men do not look at.
因为我们所侍奉的不是人，而是侍奉神。
Because who do we serve? We serve God and not men.
不是人的公司，不是人的国，乃是神的国。
We do not serve our company. We do not serve the world. Instead, we serve God's kingdom.
我们在社会上，我们是要讨老板喜欢，讨股东喜欢，讨客人喜欢。
In the workplace, we might try and curry favor with our boss, our manager, or the clients.
我们侍奉只不是讨人喜欢，而是讨神喜欢。
But in our ministry, we do not curry the favor of men, but we try and please God.
但是神不会整天跟你显现说我喜欢你还是不喜欢你。
But God will not always tell you, my favor is upon you or not.
所以很难知道。
So it is very difficult to know.
除非我们不断地检查我们的内心。
Unless we consistently look inwards.
然后用真理做一个对比。
And reflect using the truth.
这样子我们才不会只看重表面的。
Then we will not only value our outward appearance.
我们要看重那个神看重的。
We will look at what God values.
人看重的就是表面做得漂漂亮亮，做得很辉煌、很发展，或者是做得很大的事。
What men may value would be things such as performing well or the outward appearance.
人看重的是那隐藏的动机。
But God looks at the hidden parts in the heart.
就是不单只是你做了什么，更重要的是你为什么这样做。
Not what you do, but why you do things.
所以我们今天为神在忙碌的时候。
So today, when we are keeping busy and serving God,
我们更要问自己一个问题。
We must ask ourselves a question.
我们有没有退到旷野？
Do we retreat to the wilderness?
我们看一节圣经。
Let us look at a Bible verse.
马可福音的第一章。
In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1.
在一章的35节。
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 35.
马可一章三十五节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 35.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
马可一章三十五节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 35.
一二三。次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。这里记载主耶稣基督天都还没有亮，就到旷野去。
So here it records that the Lord Jesus, even before the dawn, he got up.
这个旷野就是没有人的地方。
And he went into the wilderness where there was no one present.
在那边跟神祷告。
And he prayed to God.
除了祷告之外，他也会反省自己。
And other than praying, he also reflected on himself.
到底我现在做的跟天父的旨意有没有同步？
Is what I am doing in accordance with the will of the Father?
所以这里说啊，我们侍奉的人啊，常常都要退一步。
So we that serve must often retreat.
不是只有往前冲。
And not surge ahead.
你要退到旷野。
We must retreat into the wilderness.
不单只是祷告，你还是要思考。
Not only in prayer, but in reflection.
我在侍奉，到底我现在在神的眼中到底是蒙不蒙冤呢？
Is my servitude in the eyes of God? Will it gain His favor?
不是你做的好不好，而要问一个问题：到底你为谁而做的呢？
It is not about doing well, but rather it is about who we are doing it for.
我们要从三个方面来看。
So we will view this from three aspects.
第一个方面。
The first aspect.
你要问你自己。我在做这件事情，我是为自己的荣耀而做的吗？
When we are doing something, are we doing it for our own glory?
所谓的荣耀，就是我们的面子，我们的成功感，我们的存在感。
And this glory might refer to our own, to save face, our own self-interest, or our own validation.
我们每一个人啊，现在为止啊，都还有肉体。
And all of us, we are of the flesh.
有肉体就一定会有所谓的私心。
And because we're of the flesh, then we will have our own selfish interests.
如果有人说我完全没有私心，那这个就是骗人的。
And if someone says I have no self-interest at all, this is a lie.
就好像你肚子饿，你说我不想吃东西，怎么可能？你只是不讲出来而已。
Just like how if your stomach is grumbling, you will feel hungry, except you won't say it out loud.
带着肉体就会有这种私心呢，对自己的好处的一种追求。
Because you're of the flesh, then you will have the self-interest to pursue your own needs and wants.
啊，凡事呢，我们通常会先想到自己。
On the other hand, we will usually think of ourselves first.
所以在社会上的团体啊，他们知道我们有这种对于成就感还有存在感的要求。
So we know that, we will.
The society, the company.
The company, we will seek to do well.
They do existence, sense of existence and recognition.
And we will chase after the sense of existence and recognition.
给你薪水还不够。
And they know that if our salary is not enough, the salary is not enough.
他要给你哦，给你奖杯啊，哦，这个月的员工奖。
They will give us some awards.
或者是呢，啊，一整年的年度的员工奖。
Or they might give us a year-end bonus.
还有呢，给你更升职，给你多一些的这个头衔呢，更好听的头衔。
Or they might give us some promotion.
还有呢，当然要加你的薪水了，薪水也是要的。
And they might also give you a raise.
但是最主要的是给你肯定。
But the most important thing is that they will give us validation.
让你觉得你自己很重要。
So that we feel self-important.
让你觉得没有你公司不行的，是需要你的。
So that we feel that we are so needed in the workplace, and without it, the workplace can't function.
有时候我们在世界。久了，工作久了，哎，有时候在教会工作，有时候也会有这种私心。
And it's the same way if we work for a company for a long time, we might feel that same feeling in the church when we serve.
就觉得说，哎，我的存在感在这里，我是不是个重要的人物啊？
Then we might think to ourselves in our service, are we also an important person?
好，我们来看圣经里面一个例子。
Let us look at it. At an example in the Bible.
圣经里面有一个王啊，叫做以色列的第一个君王，叫做扫罗。
The first king in the Bible, the king of the Israelites, King Saul.
他本来不是王。
He originally was not the king.
是神拣选他。
But God had chosen.
当了以色列的国王。
To become the king of the Israelites.
就是没有当王之前，他是没有什么存在感的。
And before he became the king, he had no self-concept of self-importance.
甚至他想躲起来，最好大家不要看到我。
And even to the point where he wanted to hide so that no one would see him.
我们看撒母耳记上的第十章。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 10.
第十章第二十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 21.
撒母耳记上十章二十一节。
1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 21.
十章二十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 21.
一起读。
Let us read.
又使便雅悯支派按着动主近前来，就祭出马特利族。从其中要祭出祭司的儿子扫罗，众人寻找他却找不着。二十二节，又问耶和华说：“那人到那里来了？这里来了没有？”耶和华说：“他藏在器具中了。”你看，这就是当初为什么神拣选了扫罗。
And you can see that the reason, this is the reason why God had chosen such
a song.
This is the reason.
他没有存在感。
Because he had no self-importance.
他觉得我是谁啊？我真的被选错王了、啊，我哪里配啊？
And he thought to himself, how can I be worthy to be called king? Who am I?、
啊、所以他躲在人家在找他出来的时候，他就躲在那个器皿里面。
So he hid among the equipment.
我们今天埃蒙顿有没有一个器皿可以大到躲一个人的？
And with in Edmonton, would we have the same?
有没有一个花盆呢？可以大到可以躲进去？
Is there a big enough flower pot that we can go and hide?、
啊、我们有一句话，你做了坏事，找一个洞可以躲进去，那个就是负面的。
And there is a saying which is negative that if we do something evil, then we will find a hole to hide in.
但是现在你，大家选你当王了，你要出来被大家表扬啊。
But now in this case, Saul was going to be chosen as king.
应该要发表一个演说啊。
So he should go up and give a speech.
哎，但是他没对这个很害怕。哎呀，怎么会找我
？But he was afraid. Why would they go find me?
为什么
？Why?
因为他侍奉神都还没有开始，但是他心中只有一个字，就是不配。
Because even before his servitude for God, he only had one word in his heart, and that he was not worthy.
不配。
He was not worthy.
我不配做王。
He was not worthy to be king.
哎呀，最好不要找我。
And it is best not to find me.
真的找到我了，我也不想出来。
And if you want me to be a king, I do not want to come out.
我很怕这种灯啊，照在我身上啊。
I am very afraid of having the spotlight on me.
我很害怕大家讲我啊，高举我啊。
I'm afraid of everyone criticizing me.
因为高举啊。
Because if you are in a high place,
他很害怕这些东西。
He is very afraid of being exalted.
啊，但是谦卑是一开始大家都有。
But initially, he was humble.
比如说我们刚选到第一次当负责人，我们肯定很谦卑。哎呦，我不懂哦，我不要啊，不要提名我，或者我不要做。
And it's the same for us. If we are nominated to be part of the church council, then we might say, "Oh, I don't dare to."
哇，我哪里会？我哪里会？
Oh, how can I do this?
你第一次弹钢琴，第一次翻译，第一次做任何的事情，你说哇，我不会啊。
The first time in servitude, whether it be playing piano or interpreting.You might say, "I don't know how to do this."
其实那个不是真正的谦卑，因为本来就是不会，那当然要谦卑。
But this is not true humility because you haven't experienced it before, so you must be humble.
真正的谦卑是要看时间的考验。
But true humility is seen with the test of time.
啊，所以扫罗当了王之后，他谦卑的考验就来了。
So after Saul became king, then his trial came.
拿到权力之后，才知道你是不是真正谦卑。
And after he received power, then you can tell whether he was truly humble or not.
那个时候，扫罗拿到权了。
And after Saul gained power,
他已经当王了。
He was already the king.
他面对一个第一个考验。
And he faced his first test.
非利士人要来打了，攻打了。
When the Philistines wanted to attack,
先知撒母耳讲得很清楚。
The prophet Samuel said very clearly.
先不要打，等我回来献祭，献祭完之后，你们才出去打。
Do not attack first, is what Samuel said. Wait for me to give a burnt offering, and then you can go attack.
结果先知撒母耳等了七天都还没有来。
But they waited for 7 days, and Prophet Samuel was still not there.
哦，这个时候扫罗按耐不住了。
And Saul could not wait any longer.
啊，他不等先知来了。
He could not restrain himself. He
他不尊重先知啊，他不等先知啊。
He did not respect the prophet. He did not understand the prophet.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?、
我们看这十三章的撒母耳记上的十三章。
Let us turn to chapter 13.
十三章的第八节。
Chapter 13, verse 8.
撒母耳记上十三章的第八节。